Good afternoon and welcome to the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. I am Chad Hasty, host of the Chad Hasty Show, which you can hear on News Talk 790 KFYO and online at KFYO.com. Working on a very busy show tomorrow. Here are a few guests that we already have lined up for you coming up on the Wednesday edition of the program. Commissioner Todd Staples, Republican candidate, running for Lieutenant Governor, will be my guest at 9:05 at 9:35. As always on Wednesday, Larry Williams from Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire will be my guest. And then at 10:05, we will visit with Tom Pockett running against Greg Abbott in the Republican primary for Texas governor. So a very busy show and a lot to get into already. Just a bunch of news coming out. Tomorrow on the show, we will talk about the story out of the Fort Worth area. You can see the story just about everywhere. It's made national news. A parent at a Texas high school that lost a football game 91-0 has now filed a bullying complaint against the coaching staff of the winning high school. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reporting that Alito High School coach Tim Buchanan learned of the online complaint made against him this past Saturday, the day after his team beat Western Hills High School in a 4A matchup. State law requires Alito's principal to investigate the complaint and to prepare a report. I'm sure a lot of eye rolling has already gone on. The Western Hills head coach, to his credit, John Naylor, told the paper that he disagreed with the bullying allegation. Buchanan's team is averaging almost 70 points a game on its way to a 7-0 record. He pulled his starters after 21 plays in the game, ran the clock uninterrupted beginning in the third quarter. But already there's a parent who's upset about this. And this, to me, is just absolutely pathetic. I wish they would release the name of this parent out there who is crying and whining about his team, I guess his high school, losing. He's actually saying that's bullying. Not that they lost a football game, but instead that it's bullying. You know, on the Saturday show, we talked about this. My co-host Chris Marsh and I, we talked about how bullying is maybe going a little bit too far. At least there was a report out there that some psychologists say, you know, calling every little thing bullying actually hurts the real definition of bullying. Folks, this isn't bullying. You play defense. It's a game, number one. Nobody was bullied here. One team, they got their ass beat, 91-0. But you know what? Maybe that'll encourage them to play a little bit better defense going into the future. My big problem with this is what kind of example it sets for students out there and for this person's kids. And I don't know if it was a male or a female, a mom or a dad who complained and lodged the bullying complaint, but what kind of example does it send where you lose a football game 91-0 and you run to the government, you run to the school, you run to whomever to complain that you were bullied? Really? Give me a break. How about next time you play a little tougher? And to the credit of the Western Hills head coach, John Naylor, he is disagreeing with the bullying allegation, so good on his part. But this parent should be ashamed of themselves, and I'm hoping that this will go away and that they will be laughed at. I am hoping that they do release the name of the parent. This parent must be mocked. And if they thought that the game was bullying, just wait till they release the parent's name. I'm pretty sure that parent will probably be bullied as well. Lots of other stuff going on out there, including the CDC. They're taking a look now at flavored cigars. Now, you know I'm a cigar smoker. I absolutely love cigars. Flavored cigars, yeah, not too much. But the CDC, they're going after flavored cigars, saying that, oh, well, the only reason why you have flavored cigars is to attract teenagers. It's to attract kids and teenagers. That's why you have vanilla cigars. That's why you have cherry cigars. That's why you have different flavored cigars. Let me tell you this. I don't buy that. Here's why I think you have flavored cigars. Here's why. Women love them. Men, not so much. But women love flavored cigars. Now, you're real cigar smoker, you're a tobacco cigar enthusiast, they probably won't like a flavored cigar. Male or female, they're not going to like the flavored cigar. But a lot of women who are just casual smokers, or who maybe just want to try it out, they may like the flavored cigar at first. Now, the CDC says they're going after the little small cigars that look like cigarettes. Please, this is a way to gain a foothold into the cigar industry and to go after cigars. We, the cigar smokers of America, must be on the lookout for this, because the pleasure police, as Cigar Dave likes to call them, will be coming after cigars. These folks like to say that anything influences kids to smoke cigars. Please, where are the kids getting the money for it, okay? Kids don't have an hour to smoke a cigar, all right? And with a lot of these cigars, you got to have 45 minutes to an hour to smoke them. Give me a break. I'm not buying into it. I don't think that you have flavored cigars for kids. You have flavored cigars for women out there, the casual smoker who maybe just wants to try it out and maybe eventually get into cigar smoking. Speaking of cigars, we did this last week. I want to go ahead and do this again. You've probably, if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter at ChadHD Radio, you've probably seen me check in and go to one of my favorite spots in Lubbock, the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge. It's a fantastic place. I absolutely love going there. In fact, I'll be there on this Thursday night. I'll be out there smoking cigars, watching TV, watching the game. So here's what I want to do. Send me an email, chad@kfyo.com. That's chad@kfyo.com. What I'm going to do today and into tomorrow, I'm going to collect all the emails. I need to get them by about, midnight tonight. But if you email me by midnight tonight, I'm going to take all of your names, all of your emails, I'm going to put them in a hat, and I'm going to draw one name, and I will email you back. If you are the winner, you will get a pass good for two people into the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge. Now, the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge, it is a membership lounge. It's a very nice place if you just want to go hang out, watch TV, enjoy some nice leather couches. Maybe you want to play a little bit of pool. Maybe you want to bring an adult beverage or two or three with you. You can do that. The Noah Guy Cigar Lounge, it's a great place to go to just enjoy a good cigar. Bring your cigars. Send me those emails, chad@kfyo.com. I will announce the winner, or I will send you an email tomorrow. And also on tomorrow's show, we'll give away another pass, good for two people, into a Thursday night, what we like to call cigar night, at the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge. Send me those emails, chad@kfyo.com. Follow me on Twitter at ChadHD Radio, and tune in to the Chad HD Show weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO.